Okay, today is Daf Hey of Masechtas Yuma. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We have the last two words, Mai Benayu. Today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas, my grandfather. The Yahrzeit that is today. His name is Shlomo Zalman Ben Moshe Yosef. Neshama should have an Aliyah. So, Mai Benayu, what's the difference between the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that whatever went on, what things were by the Miluim that were not Ma'akev Ludoros, that are Ma'akev by the Miluim, and according to Rabbi Chanina, the not Ma'akev Ludoros, they were not Ma'akev de Miluim. What are those things? What are these things? What are these? What are these things? So there's going to be like four or five answers. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Smicha Ike Benayu, Smicha. It's a halacha that you have to be so Smicha on an animal. And what if you're not? What if you're not? So you're not. So you didn't do it. It's a big deal. You know, it's a din. But if you didn't, but if you were not ma'akev, but if you were not, if you didn't do smicha, okay. So you didn't do smicha. Lemanda amar kalakas of behen ma'akev behen. If you hold that everything that went on was ma'akev, so smicha ma'akva. If they didn't do smicha by the milum, it was not ma'akev. I'm sorry. If they didn't do smicha by the milum, it was ma'akev. It's a problem. L'man damar davar she'ein ma'akev l'doros, but if it's not ma'akev l'doros, ein ma'akev behem smicha lo ma'akva. Then if they didn't do smicha by the miluim, it's not ma'akev l'doros, it's not ma'akev. Doros menol and lo ma'akva. How do you know smicha is not ma'akev? How do you know that? L'doros. In other words, what the machlokas, whatever we do today, is it ma'akev or not? If it's not ma'akev, then there's a machlokas. Was it ma'akev by the miluim? One says yes and one says no. What's an example of that? Smicha. If you hold smicha was not ma'akev, if you hold smicha is not ma'akev bisman hazeh, then it's not ma'akev l'doros either. I'm sorry. If you hold smicha is not ma'akev bisman hazeh, l'doros, then it wasn't ma'akev at the miluim. And some say it was. That's what they're arguing about. Now, who said smicha is not ma'akev? Who said that? How do you know smicha is not ma'akev? It's a din. The answer is the Tanya. It says v'samach that you're going to do smicha v'nirtza, and it's going to be appeasing to Hashem. You do smicha, it's going to be appeasing to Hashem. It's going to be great. One second. V'smicha mechaperes? Smicha's mechaper? Kind of funny word is that. You do smicha and it's nirtza. Smicha's nirtza? What makes a carbon mechaper? V'halo ein kapara ela bedam. The kapara isn't the dam. Shenemar, like it says, ki adam hu anefesh yechaper. The dam is mechaper. We all know that. That the ikker part of a carbon is the dam. Not the ikker part of a carbon. So what does the pasuk mean when it says smicha's meratze? Smicha's not meratze.
Why can't it be both?
Because it's not both. It's only dam. So zrikas adam is what's mechaber. So matam adlama v'samach v'nirtza. What does that mean, v'samach v'nirtza? What does that mean? What it means is, shemasel smicha shiyare mitzvah. If you treated smicha as like some kind of shirayim, which means, and you didn't do it, you ignored smicha, you treated it like some kind of shirayim, I don't have to do that. You treated it that way. Malala kasav, ki'ilu lo kiper. The Torah would have considered it. You didn't do smicha? It's not a good carbon. But for kiper, but it is a good carbon. How do you know? Because it says, v'samach v'nirtza. So if you didn't do it, it's not ma'akev. And that's how you know that smicha is not ma'akev. That's one example. Number two, Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, tenufa ikur ba'anayhu. The difference is between them is tenufa. Again, there's a machlokas for I'll just say it over for the guys that came late. There's a machlokas if something was not ma'akev l'doros. So in the Beis HaMikdash it's not ma'akev. Like smicha. You're supposed to do it, but it's not ma'akev. And if someone forgot to do that at the miluim, would it ruin the miluim or not? One says yes, one says no. So what are these things that are not ma'akev l'doros, But would have the machlokas if would have ruined the meluim. So we said one example was smicha. Tama akev l'doros. However, there's a machlokas if you had to do it by the meluim, and if someone didn't want to do it or forgot, would it have ruined the meluim? That's one example. Another example is waving. Some karbanos were waved. Literally, wave them up like shake a lulav. The way you shake a lulav, you shake the limbs of the animal. Some karbanos like that. Lamanda amar kala kasev behen ma'akev behen ma'akva. If you hold that whatever that the miluim everything was ma'akev, then leaving this out would be ma'akev. Be no good. Lamanda amar davar she'ein ma'akev l'doros ein ma'akev behen. But if you hold that it was not ma'akev l'doros, lo ma'akva, it wouldn't be ma'akev here either. Now, and that's an example. Another example. Now, again. Uludoros minola and dolom ma'akva. How do you know that tnufa is not ma'akiv? How do you know that? The answer is, Titania, it says in a pasuk in, I think it might even be in this week's parsha, l'tnufa l'chaper. That by doing tnufa, you get kapara. Now that's a funny, that's not true. You get kapara because doing tnufa? Yeah, it's a component, that's what gives you the kapara. Valo ein kapara ela bedam. The kapara is in the dam. Shenemar ki adam hu anefesh yichaper. So ma tam lama. What does the Torah mean when it says tenufa lechaper? What does that mean? What does that mean? And the Gemara answers the same exact answer. Sheemasa letenufa shiyare mitzvah. If you treated tenufa as some kind of shirayim, and you didn't do it, mala alav akasav ki'ilu lo kiper, the Torah is telling you, it's as if you didn't do the carbon at all, however v'kiper, we'll let it go. We'll make you, it's good anyway. Meaning, tzamakev. Why does the Torah write v'kiper? To let you know, don't treat it like a stepchild. Don't ignore it. Do it. It's not going to be makev. But don't forget to do it. That's another example. Number three, Rav Papa Amar, Prishas Shiva Ikabinayu. You have to separate yourself for 7 days every time you want to bring a carbon? No such thing. Right? Lamandamar Kalakasav Behen Ma'akev Behen Ma'akva. If you hold that everything that was done is Ma'akev, then yeah. By the meluim, they also had to sequester for 7 days. And what if they didn't? Does it ruin the whole meluim day? Machlokas. L'man d'amar davar she'enu ma'akev l'doros, enu ma'akev behem lo ma'akva. If you hold it's not ma'akev l'doros, then it wasn't ma'akev at the meluim either. L'doros menolon de lo ma'akva. How do you know that l'doros, it wasn't ma'akev? How do you know that? That Lodoros, there's no such halacha. They have to sequester anything you want to bring karbanos, or even by the Kohen Gadol, even by the Yom Kippur. How do you know it's not ma'akev? What happens if the Kohen Gadol says, I'm not sequestering for 7 days. I don't want to do that. I miss work. I'm not seeing my family. I don't want to do that. And he refuses to do it. So the whole Yom Kippur is botched up?
What type of question is that? What if the Kohen Gadol decides, I want to be tummy?
No, because this is just a precaution. That's why. It's a precaution. He says, I don't want to do it, I'll take my chances. So if he says that, he's not supposed to say that, but if he does say it, it doesn't ruin Yom Kippur. How do you know that? It doesn't ruin Yom Kippur. So I don't want to do that, I want to be home, I want to go to work, I want to have a love back to the life. I'm not doing that. I'm not sitting in a room for 7 days. I'm not doing that. How do you know that if he says that, and he doesn't sequester, that Yom Kippur is still valid? Everything that goes on in Yom Kippur is still chashuv. How do you know that? Because it says, midikatani maskinon. It says that we get a second guy, a second kohen, a backup kohen gadol. Right? That guy for sure doesn't sequester. For sure not. So what do you see? And what happens if the kohen gadol is a big tzaddik? No, I'll for 7 days, 100%. I'm going to that room in the Beis Hamikdash. I'll sit there for 7 days. I'll bring me a sefer. I'll be fine. And then he gets tamei. He gets sick or something. So you get the backup kohen gadol. He wasn't sequestered. So what do you see? You don't have to be tzamagiv. Right? The Mitzvah Maskinon, V'lo katani mafrishan. Right? Doesn't say mafrishan, doesn't say sequester the second guy. All you have to do for the second guy is just simply, you're the backup, by the way. Just let you know, you're the backup. So get ready, you know. It doesn't mean sequestered. Rashi says it in the first skinny line. What do you mean? The Gemara is going to ask that question.
No, we said that. We already said it already. That if you're going to make the backup sequester, then you may have to make the backup.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question soon. The Gemara is going to ask that question about having a wife.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. So Rashi says on the first skinny line, "V'lo katani mafrishin, v'afal pi shelo hufrash." The second backup is not sequestered. Im ira psul barishon. And so it happens to the first Kohen Gadol. He got sick, he got tummy, whatever happened to him. Yavod Zasheni. The second guy steps into the shoes and gets ready to go. Shvamino, what do you see from here? Prisha loma achva avoda. Prisha separating, sequestering, has nothing to do with avoda. Something to do with, yeah, it's something to do. It's a halacha, it's a requirement. It's learned out of psukim and all that. But at the end of the day, if you don't do it, it doesn't change anything. Okay. And that's the difference, but if you hold that anything that was not ma'akev is still ma'akev by the miluim, it would have been ma'akev. Ravina Amar, fourth answer. Ribui Shiva Umashicha Shiva Ikabinaihu. Is there a requirement to have anointed for 7 days and a requirement to wear the big day kahuna for 7 days as like an inauguration? That's the issue. Lamanda Amar Kala Kasa Behen Ma'akev Behen Ma'akva. If you hold it's Ma'akev, then it was Ma'akev by the Miluim, it's Ma'akev. But Lamanda Amar Davashe Ain Ma'akev Ladoros, Ain Ma'akev Behen Lo Ma'akva. But if you hold it's not Ma'akev Ladoros, which it's not Ma'akev Ladoros, for Kohen Gadol, new Kohen Gadol, doesn't have to wear the Begadol for 7 days like it's an inauguration. There's no such thing. He has to be anointed, but not for 7 days. No such thing. So if that's the ma'akev, then if they didn't do that by the miluim, it also wouldn't have been ma'akev. Uladoros menolon delo ma'akva. Now, how do you know that? How do you know that it's not ma'akev for Uladoros? Every time there's a new Kohen Gadol, he has to have a 7-day initiation process. How do you know that? There's no such halacha like that. How do you know there's no such halacha like that? The Tanya. You don't have to look far. By Aaron HaKohen himself. It says, V'chipar HaKohen, Asher Yimshach Oso, the Kohen who you anoint, Vasher Yimalias Yadav, and you fill his hands, which means you dress him up in the Big Day Kahuna, L'Kahen Tachas Aviv. He takes over instead of his father. Right? Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does it say that? By the way, where is this Pasuk? This pasuk is toward the end of the story of Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrimos. Next week's parsha. Next week's parsha. At the end of the parsha, by the way, the Kohen Gadol that you're going to pick, it'll take the place of his father, the other Kohen Gadol. What's this pasuk doing there? Rashi points out in the pasuk of Rashi of Matan Lomar, Im lelameh shetehe avoda b'Kohen Gadol. What, this is like a catch-all pasuk at the end of this. By the way, this whole avoda that we just mentioned about Yom Kippur, it's all done by the Kohen Gadol. Is that what the pasuk wants to tell you? V'lo kola parsha ba'aron nemra. The whole parsha was talked about Aaron. B'zos yavar Aaron, v'nosan Aaron, v'hikriv Aaron, ubo Aaron. So what kind of pasuk is this at the end of the parsha of Yom Kippur? By the way, there's a Kohen Gadol involved. What's the point of that? Such a redundant pasuk. No, Lafishan Emar, because it says in Parshas Tetzaveh, I think, or Tetzaveh, Shivas Yomim Yul B'Shem HaKohen, Mitachtav, Mibonav, that you wear the Kohen, you have to do it for 7 days, Ein Liel Nisrabe Shiva, so you have to wear the begotten for 7 days, V'Nimshach Shiva, and you have to be anointed for 7 days. That happened by Aaron. Nisrabe Shiva, the Nimshach Yom Echad. How do you know that if you have 7 days of wearing the Begadim and 1 day of anointing, or Nisrabi Yom Echad, or 1 day of anointing, 1 day of anointing, yes, I'm sorry, 1 day of wearing Begadim, for Nimshach Shiva, and 7 days of being anointed, Menayin, how do you know it's also all good? Talmud Lomar, Arshi Yimashach Oso, Vashay Yimali Esmadav, Esmiyado, Mikol Makom. Any combination like that is good. Now, Ashkechon Ribuy Shiva Lechatchila. Okay, so the pasuk does say that there's an initiation process of 7 days. Meshicha Shiva Lechatchila Minalan. Where does it say that you have to anoint yourself for 7 days? Where does it say that? Iboyseima Midichtrich Kra Limute. Well, since it says, the Torah says, we said just said a minute ago that it's not Ma'akev. Viboyseima Damar Kra. Ubigde hakodesh asher laaharon yiyu labanav acharav lamashcha behem ulamale es yadam, which means iskash meshicha laribui. There's a hekesh between anointing and wearing the extra begadim. Ma ribui shiva af meshicha shiva. Just like the meshicha was 7 days, the wearing begadim was 7 days, but none of it is ma'akev. Okay. Now, the miluim are mentioned 2 times in the Torah. In Parshas Tetzaveh, in Parshas Tetzaveh, at the end of it, the first half is about the Bigdei Kehuna. The second half of Tetzaveh is about the miluim. And Hashem tells everybody, there's going to be a miluim. So everybody prepare, whatever, it's going to be miluim. And then in Parshas Tzav is the actual miluim. And then Parshas Shmini, for Hibi Yom HaShmini, it was the 8th day of the miluim. So it's in Parshas Tetzaveh and in Parshas Tzav. It's funny, both words mean the same thing. Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Tzav are the 2 parshas where there's the miluim. The Gemara is going to call one of them one is the Asiya. The one in Parshas Tzav is the Asiya, the actual doing of the miluim. And the one in Tetzaveh is called the Tzivui or something. It's the Tzivui about it. It's going to happen. Get ready. There's a miluim coming. So there are 2 miluims. 2 times the Torah says it. 1 in Tetzaveh and 1 in Tzav. Now that we talked about the miluim, so the Gemara has a tangent now. Now the Gemara says like this. That was not really a tangent. My timer demanda Omar kol hakasav behen ma'akev. Why does he hold that everything is ma'akev? L'doros it's not ma'akev. Somebody forgets to do smicho or doesn't want to do smicho or doesn't think it's important, so it's a mistake. It's not, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do smicha. But it doesn't ruin the carbon. It's not ma'akev. So why is it not ma'akev l'doros, but for there it was ma'akev? Why? My time, why? So, where am I? Amar of Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Amar Kra, it says, Va'asisa la'aron u'levanav kacha. This is in Parshas Tetzaveh. There's going to be a miluim coming. I want you to do it like this. Torah emphasizes kacha like this. Kacha yikuvahu. That's ba'akev. Right? It's ba'akev. So, tina, that's very good. That's fantastic. Kol milsa diksiva b'hayin yana. That's very good about everything that's mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. Everything mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh has to be done like this. It's ma'akev, right? However, milsa delok siva b'hayin yana, but if it wasn't mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, it wasn't mentioned there, but it was only mentioned in Parshas Tzav, when they actually did it, maybe it's not ma'akev. Because it doesn't say kacha. And what is that? What is something that's mentioned in Parsha, that's not mentioned in Parsha Tetzaveh, where it was Ma'akev? Hashem said, there's a miluim coming, I want you to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And it's kacha, it's Ma'akev. And then in Parsha Tzav, more things were done. That's not Ma'akev, because it's in Parsha Tzav, doesn't say kacha. Okay? What is that thing? It's only one thing. And Rashi points out, look at the Rashi in the second line. So, Minolan, how do you know that's Ma'akev too? Or is it Ma'akev even? So Rashi says in the second line, B'pashas miluim, b'zeh zavar asher taseh, loksev, it doesn't mention, sheyitein el hachoshen urim v'tumim k'shehel bishon. It doesn't say anything about putting the urim v'tumim into the choshen. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say it. However, avol b'pashas tzav es aron, in parashas tzav, Shenemra Sham Asiyas HaMiluim, where the actual Miluim are actually done and carry Asiya, they did it. Ksivit says, V'yitin alav es hachoshen, V'yitin el hachoshen es ha'orim v'es ha'tumim. Right? They put the Urim v'tumim into the choshen. It doesn't say that in Parshas Tetzaveh. V'im tomar af ba'ata Tetzaveh nemar v'nasata el hachoshen ha'mishpat el ha'orim v'el ha'tumim. But it does say in Parshas Tetzaveh, you put the Urim v'tumim into the choshen. Yes, says Rashi. Go read the Parsha carefully. Ain't ze Parshas Miluim? That's not the Miluim part of the Parsha. Ella asiyas ha'bigodim. That's in the first half of the Parsha. Talking about the Big Day Kahuna. V'ha'hi inyona loksiv b'chacha li'kuva. And in Parshas Tetzaveh, and over there, it doesn't say that the Urim v'tumim is kacha b'akim. So that's not the same thing. So it's not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, but it is mentioned in Parshas Tzav. So is it makif or not? So Amar Rav Nachan by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachan by Yitzchak says, you're right. I have a different source that it's always ma'akev. Everything by the Miluim was ma'akev. Yalif, Pesach, Pesach. It's a Gzeirah Shava. Pesach, Pesach. What kind of Gzeirah Shava? So Rashi says, B'tzava, oh, it's the Tzava. B'tzava, Tziv, what is the commandment to do the Miluim? It says, El Pesach Olamoid. Yiseira, V'chein Basia. Right? Takriv Pesach Olamoid. V'chol Aaron Avon of Basar Ha'ayel of Esalechem Asher Besal. Pesach Olamoid. V'chein Basia. And also when they did it in Parshas Tzav. V'yes Kol Azar Ha'kilu El Pesach Olamoid. B'shul Es HaBasar Pesach Olamoid. Does Pesach Olamoid 10 times? It's a Gzeirah Shava. Whatever it said there applies there. Whatever it said there applies there. And it's Likuva. It's Ma'akiv. Everything by the Miluim is Ma'akiv.
Which at the end of the day, they didn't eat the meat.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Uvra Mesharshi Amar, Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem. It says, Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem. Right? Where does it say that? In Parshas Tzav. So, that's a pretty good indicator. It's Ma'akim. Ushmartem, be very careful about this. Doesn't say that all the time. Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem, Ikuva. It's Ma'akim. Ravashi Amar, no, it says, Kichen Tzuvesi, Ikuva. It says, Kichen Tzuvesi, it's also Ma'akim. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Kichen Tzivesi. Okay, it says, Kichen Tzivesi. So Rashi, look at the Rashi of Kichen Tzivesi. I did not get hachal a midrash, Kichen Tzivesi, l'inyan and demilum, l'likuva asa. Now that we said that the word Kichen Tzivesi means it's ma'akev, so Kavala Braisa Hacha, we have a Braisa here, we're going on a tangent now, l'midrash, to make drashas, Kichen Tzivesi, d'shmini, l'may asa. There's another Kichen Tzivesi in Parsha Shmini. What's that doing there? Tell me, when it says Kichen Tzivesi, it's like a red flag. Ooh, this is Ma'akev. This is important. Kichen Tzivesi, I want you to do it just like I did. So, V'lav Nihu Ha'ukra Dinyana Dimiluim Atavis Aaron. Now, it's not Dimiluim. Why? Elab Yom Shmini. It's the eighth day of Dimiluim. Dixiv B'mincha. Kichu es ha-mincha, ha-noseres, michi Hashem, v'chelos matzos, ochel mizbech, kichen tzivesi. Go eat the mincha, because kichen tzivesi. That's what I said to do. And on the shmini of the miluim, one carbon wasn't eaten. Now we're going to get to that, what Mr. Sheffrin was alluding to. Kichen tzivesi. So, where am I? Tadar Baran. Kichen tzivesi, kasher tzivisi, kasher tziva Hashem. All these psukim are all in Parsha Shmini. And they all seem to highlight it's ma'akev. Right? Now,
on... one to be ma'akev.
Correct.
You wouldn't need all three or four. So can we assume from this that there's no other place where it says Mishmeres Hashem or
no other... No, it's not true. No. It's not true. There are other places where it says it.
Then how come we're not asking on every single place?
That's a good question. It's a good question. But here's what's going on. On that Shmini, on the Yom HaShmini of Miluim, there were at least three karbanos brought. First of all, it was Rosh Chodesh. So it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They brought carbon for Rosh Chodesh. Second of all, it was Nachshon Ben Aminadov's inauguration day. Right at the end of Parshas Noso, we went to 12 and see him. The first one was Nachshon. Number three, it was a special carbon brought because it was the eighth day of the Miluim. And that alone is a special carbon. Three carbonos were brought. Okay? Okay, fine. Then, what happened on that day? It says, Kichen Tzivesi. Ba'aninas Yochluha. Now, what happened? Nadav ben Aviyu died. So on this day, Nadav ben Aviyu died. There's a halacha that an avel is not allowed to do an onin. Weren't even buried yet. An onin is not allowed to do avoda unless he's the kohen gadol. But a regular relative, the brothers, Elazar and Isamar, could not do avoda their onins. Aaron could because a kohen gadol is allowed to do avoda as an onin, but a kohen hedged is not allowed to. So ba'aninas yochluha. Hashem saying, I don't care that you're an onin. Eat it anyway. The miluim is going to override the death of Nadav ben Aviyu. Then it says, Kasher tzivisi, b'shas maisa amalehem. As they died, Hashem told them, I don't care about that. You go eat that. Then it says, Kasher tziv Hashem. Hashem said, lo me'elai ani omer. I'm not saying I didn't make this up on my own. I didn't make this up on my own. Hashem said, Amar b'yosi b'bichanina. Okay, that's end of the story. Amar b'yosi b'bichanina. Michnasayim in Ksuvim b'parsha. In Parsha's Tzav, when they got, it talks about getting the Kahanim dressed up in the Big Day Kahuna, Kahanim and Aaron, it doesn't mention the pants. The Michnasayim are not mentioned. Kishu Omer v'zeh adav rasher tasa lehem, l'kadesh asom l'chahin, l'havi ha-michnasayim. That includes the pants. Okay? Vasiris ha'efa, it also includes an Asirah to Eifa. Okay? It was everybody was being inaugurated into the Mishkan. So all the Kahana had to bring a special carbon, it's called the carbon Minchas Chinuch, whenever a Kohen does a voda for the first time. So, Bishlam Michnasayim, Ksivi Binyan, the Begadim. So, okay, it does mention the Begadim. Ela Asirah to Eifa Minalan. How do we know that they actually brought this Asirah to Eifa? It doesn't say it anywhere. It's a Gzeirah Shavah from somewhere, so fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rishum Ben Yechai, Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. How do you know that reading the Parsha of the Miluim was also Ma'akev? Not just doing it, but they had to have a laning. How do you know that was Ma'akev? Talmud Lomar, V'yomer Moshe El Ha'eda, Zeh Azhar Davar Asher Tziv Hashem, Afilu Dibur. Even the Dibur, even the laning was Ma'akev. Okay. Next. Ketzad Halbishon. How exactly did Moshe dress up? There were three Kahanim. Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. How exactly did Moshe do this? How did he dress them? Another one of you might have been alive here. How did he dress them up exactly? What's the order of how he got them dressed? Says the Gemara, Ketzad Hilbishan, my Dahavahava. Who cares? Who cares how Moshe did that? It's a difference. Look at the second to bottom Tosfos, my Dahavahava. The Parakamet to Sanhedrin, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, Mi Boyalon, the Gemara wants to know that a Shar Sinai Bekama, there was a halacha that you're not allowed to go on Har Sinai. Right? Until when they got to Har Sinai, till after the Torah was given, Har Sinai was off limits. How many judges would judge a case if a Shar went up on Har Sinai? If a Shar broke free and went up to Har Sinai, the Shar has to be killed. Not allowed to. Most Yumas, it says something like that. So, how many judges judged that Shar? Was it 3? Was it 23? How many judges? Mi gamar shah midoros. A shah haniskel is judged with whatever number, I think it's 23. So you make the same story. Well, ledoros it's going to be 23, so now it should also be 23. Olo, or not. Velo parachasam kihacha maidahavahava. And the Gemara doesn't ask. Well, who cares? It's an old story. How can it happen again? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Gemara entertains that question. That's a good question. What's the answer? Shor went up on Har Sinai. How many judges judged it? And over here the Gemara says, who cares? My da'ava hava.
I have a very basic question.
Yes.
Was the Miluim about the Mishkan or was it about Kahuna?
It was about both. It was both. It was really both. Yes. But who cares how the... You asked that question
it's
about...
It's a weird question because we have halakhas about which should apply first.
That applies with Zman Hazeh.
Right.
How did Moshe dress them up that one time? Who cares? Now you can say the same thing about half of 90% of Parshas Bereishis. Who cares? Right? So isn't the first Rashi in the Torah? What's Bereishis doing here? Right? So it's a large question. But Tosa says, but we didn't ask this question, who cares, when we asked about the Shara, which who cares? Right? We didn't ask that question. So why are we asking it here? Says the so Tosa doesn't answer the question. What's the difference between there and here? So the Rashbat's answer is the Tashbat's answer. I'll tell you the difference. The difference is, if it's about a halachic issue, that's always relevant. How many judges judge the ox? It's a halachic issue. That halachic issue never goes away. It's always important to know the answer. Here, it's a story. How did Moshe Mamish put on the big... Who cares? That's the difference. That's what he says the difference is. If you can think of another difference, I'd love to hear it. In other words, if it's a halachic question, it's always relevant.
Well, was this a halachic question every time the Kohanim got dressed?
No, it's the first time. Right. It's only one time.
Not day two, they didn't
forget to us. No. It was the same question. And then once 7 days were over, they did it on their own.
Right, but they had to know how to do it for every time they would get dressed.
But so whatever they did, they did. Right. Why don't you need to know that now? Because they got the Hamachokas. Did Moshe dress Aaron, then the boys? Was it half Aaron, half the boys, and went back to whole machlokas now for a day and a half. We're going to have a whole issue with this. Who cares? It's not a halachic issue. So therefore, it's not a halachic issue. Why do I need to know it? Right? Ella, no. Your Gemara says, you're right. It's not important. I don't need to know it. Kate said, halbishon la'asid lavo. How, what's going to be when la'asid lavo, Mashiach comes, how are the Kohanim going to get dressed that first day? So Gemara says, "L'asid lavo nami." So I don't know. Look, Shiavo Aaron Ubanav who Moshe imahem. We'll figure it out then. Moshe will figure it out. However, Moshe did it back then, he'll do it again when Mashiach comes. So what are you asking for? What kind of question is this? And the Gemara says, "No. You know why I need to know? Ella Keitzad Halbishan Lemizbar Kra. You're right. I don't need to know how Moshe did it. It's completely irrelevant to me. There's no halachic issue at all. But you know what? I need to know how to learn Chumash. That I need to know. I need to know how to learn Chumash. So there are psukim in the Torah that talk about this. I need to know that. I need to know how to learn these psukim. That I need to know. Even though it's completely irrelevant to my life, learning psukim is not irrelevant. And I need to know that. Right?
But do we say that there isn't a wasted word in Torah and everything...
That's exactly what we need to know. That's exactly what we need to know. The actuals, if it wouldn't have been in the Torah, I don't need to know.
Right.
It happened already. If it's going to, Mashiach comes, it'll happen again. I don't need to know. But there are psukim about it. I need to know those psukim. Well, I'll read you what the Ritva says. Af she'ein kan halacha hutzruch l'maisa. There's no halacha l'maisa here whatsoever. Adayin efshar l'hakshos masha hoya hoya. I could still ask whatever happened. I could still ask that question. Mikol makom aleinu ladas es pirish apsukim. We have to know how to read psukim, and it's going to be confusing. It's going to be very confusing. It's going to be very confusing. We need to know. Therefore, we need to know. So, believe it or not, pligi ba Rab Chiya Rab Yochanan. It's a machlokas. Chad Amar one says Aaron was dressed first, v'yachar kach banav, and then the boys. V'chad Amar one says no. Aaron uvanav. The Basachas. Aaron and his children at the same time. Now, how can one person dress 3-5 people at the same time? It's not possible. So the Gemara is sort of going to ask that question in a minute. Rashi is going to address it. So look at this Rashi. Rashi says, L'mizbar kra. I need to know how to read psukim. What's so confusing? So Rashi says, D'lo lirma hadadi. The psukim shouldn't be contradictory to each other. Why? The Bitzavoksiv, Parshas Titzaveh, it says, V'chagarta osam avnet. You put on them the belt. Them. Aaron, Ubanov, Mashma. Right? It says Aaron, Ubanov is Mashma. Chagirasam shel av Ubanim, Beseder Echad. It was like, put on everyone's belt at one time. V'lo hifzik, Levishas beged acher bintayim. Don't put on another beged in between. put on the belt of Aaron, then Nadav, then Aviyu, then Elazar, then Isamar, then go back and do whatever you want. That's what it sounds like. Uba Asiyativ, born in Parshas Tzav, when they actually got dressed, it says, Ba'aron, Vayachkar Oso, Ba'avnate. They put the Avnate on him in singular. Right? Besedel Avishas Begadim. Vilbishu Kohom Albushim. It sounds like they got him totally dressed. Vayachakach, Hikriv Bana Vilbisham. Then he went back to the boys and got them dressed. Velo Chagra Avuvana, Bavasachas. It was not a one shot. It was not at one shot. It doesn't mean at one shot, because you can't dress two people at the same time. It's impossible. What it means is no testing in between. He didn't dress Aaron, then go have a coffee, then come back. He didn't do that. It was at one shot. At one time. Right? So, Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Biksones, with the shirt, Umitz Nefes, and the hat, Kuli Amalo Pligi. No one has an issue with this. The Aaron, V'yachakach banov. First Aaron, then the children. The bein b'tzava, bein b'asiya, Aaron kadim. Because both in Parshas Tetzave and in Parshas Tzav, Aaron comes first. Ki pligi, the whole machlokes is about the avnet, the belt. Man da amar Aaron, v'yachakach banov. The one says Aaron, and then the boys, dichsiv, Rashi just said it, v'yachgar oso ba'avnet, v'hadarksiv, Vayachkar Osam Avnit. Right? So first Aaron, and then the boys. One's in Pasuk Vav. I can't read that. Pasuk Zayin. And one's in Pasuk Yigimel. First Aaron, and then the boys. Uman de Omar, Aaron Uvana Bavasachas. But if you tell me Aaron Uvana Bavasachas, it does say Vichagarta Osam. It does say, v'chagarta osam, in plural, which is mashra at the same time. Right? Okay, I think we're going to stop here, because now we're going to go back and forth. But doesn't it say, each one's going to have an issue. How could one say that Aaron was first? It does say osam, which is mashma at the same time. How could someone say it was b'zeh chazeh, if it does say Aaron first? So we're going to go into that. There's a kasha that I have on this, which I'm going to try to remember to bring a picture. We have one here, running to get it, of the Kohen Gadol, what he looked like. Right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.